Episode, streaming episode. I guess it's a live episode. It's only live if you're listening to this live, but you may be listening to it as a podcast. We're back with another episode of AW360, Advertising Week New York. It's been a day. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
I'll just jump right to you and hope you can save me from this.
It has been a day.
Your VP, Brand and Marketing Communications at Topgolf. I did not have guests from Topgolf on my bingo card today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I'm thrilled.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of variety in my my otherwise, I have like ad tech people, AI people, regular tech people.
You have to add Topgolf to the list now.
Yeah, which is, it's great. So, you know, for the uninitiated, tell us about Topgolf.
Okay, well, let me tell you, Topgolf is, it's golf and it's not golf. So we have about 100 venues around the world, and we're based in Dallas, and we've been doing a lot of work with our agency partner Anomaly the past couple of years to really establish our story and our narrative. And we launched a campaign with Come Play Around, all based on the power of play. And we just got off the stage, the creativity stage, introducing our two most recent spokespeople of the brand, or should I say spokespuppets of the brand, which is why we're here this week.
This session was called Cracking the Recipe for the Right Brand Spokesperson, which is interesting because it's not really a person.
It's not. They definitely are not. However, we think that they are now because the art of puppeteering has been incredible to see come to life. So,
let's back up. First of all, let's for the audience explain what they are. So they're puppets.
They're puppets. Yep. So we had this shift in our campaign. So we spent the first couple of years building awareness of who we are. Mm-hmm. And that started with really cracking this code first on helping people know that you don't have to know how to play golf to come have fun at Topgolf. And so we started with just helping people see themselves in our venue and share what the experience is, that they can come play around, have fun. Yes, it's for golfers, but it's also for not golfers. And so we started that first. We built awareness by about 11 points. We shifted the needle on people thinking you had to know how to play golf. And people started knowing, hey, I can just go to Topgolf and have fun. And so we got to this part of our journey where we had to give people reasons to come play. So we were introducing a new club, we were introducing a new offer, we were introducing new games to play. And that's when we really had to give a voice. And so our partners at Anomaly came to us and said, hey, you know, when we're thinking about the right voice, let's take the traditional golf announcer, you know, the very quiet, telling you what your golf swing, you know, where's the golf ball going, but we're Topgolf, so let's flip that a little bit. Let's flip that and have your spokespeople do that in a more fun, a more playful, a more Topgolf way. And they said, and we're going to do it with puppets. And we said, that sounds amazing. Tell us more.
Yeah.
And so that's how we were introduced to Chaz and Birdie. They became our spokespeople because, again, flipping the traditional announcer, golf announcer booth in a way that only Topgolf can. And we partnered with the Jim Henson Creature Shop that makes the Muppets, that made our puppets. And they created Chaz and Birdie for us down to the last detail. And we got to see them come to life in a way that was just really incredible to see them talking about and becoming the voices of Topgolf.
Obviously, there's not a one-size-fits-all sort of consideration, you know, list of considerations for when you go to find the right spokesperson for your brand. Mm-hmm. What was on your list going into this pre-puppet? before the puppets ever came up, when you went into this, what were you thinking about?
Yep. There were three things. Memorable, playful, and fun. And somebody who doesn't necessarily know how to golf. And so how do you find a person that combines all of those things? And we said, look, you know, it really depends on the story that we're wanting to tell. It depends on what's important to us as a brand and what chapter we are in our journey. And what was right for us was finding not a celebrity spokesperson, which a lot of brands do really well. There's brands that have celebrity spokespeople that do it successfully every day. For us, we needed something that was more long-term and aligned to the tone of voice and the playfulness that is at the core of who we are that we wanted to bring to life. And so we didn't have that answer. We hadn't cracked that code. And so when our partners at Anomaly came to us and said, we think we have the idea, it made sense. It made sense to put it in the voice of this playful puppet, two puppets. They were memorable, especially when you gave them a voice. They were fun. And most importantly, they came to life in the most playful way. So it ended up being kind of a perfect scenario for us.
And, you know, I mean, golf is, it's a pastime for many. It's more than a pastime for some, for very few. For me, far more, it's not even a pastime. I'm terrible at it. But I'm a perfect candidate for Topgolf. So, you know, there's that. When thinking about all of this, though, you know, obviously you want this to be entertaining because I've always felt that entertaining equals memorable, but it's so hard to pull off, you know, almost impossibly so. And there's always that risk.
Yep.
Did you ever feel that? It doesn't seem like you did. It feels like this landed and just went for it. I mean,
we did, but also, yes, there was a little bit of apprehension on the entertaining because when we went into it, we didn't realize what went into the art of puppeteering. And so, if I'm being totally honest, when I first go into it, I'm thinking, are these going to be kind of, you know, like the sock puppets that
right.
you see? And that is really what made all the difference, is when we actually saw them come to life. I was telling in the session, we spent hours on the detail, down to Birdie's hair. Birdie has a beautiful poof of purple hair, and it makes her. Mm-hmm. And Chaz has his hair combed in just the right way that makes him who he is. And then we sat there and we started picking out the jewelry that was going to go onto Birdie, and it was a little golf ball, just a little Easter egg. They all have these little Easter eggs. And then Chaz, when we were picking out his clothes, he had what was going to be these plaid pants. But puppets don't have legs.
Right.
Because they're sitting behind the announcer booth in our spot. And so they brought Chaz out and he was wearing a kilt because you couldn't see that he wasn't. And we said, no, leave that there because that's him.
Yeah.
And so now Chaz he has a kilt as part of his costume. And when they started, when the puppeteers were selected to give them actual voices, they actually became the puppets, which was incredible to see. There was a magic behind it, an art, and I have such respect for the puppeteers that brought them to life because we started listening to them, and all of a sudden, the puppets were actual people who were talking about our brand and representing the brand in the most entertaining way because the puppeteers were so skilled at their craft. And you would see them behind the Topgolf announcer desk. They would be recording. And then they would just fall down behind the desk and kind of take a break. And you would see them and you'd go, oh my gosh, what happened to them? Are they hurt? Are they okay?
Yeah.
And these are puppets that were talking. I know. And then they would come back up and they would pop back up. And we actually ended up doing a blooper reel of them, of the actual puppets, just as if they were actual actors doing a blooper reel. That was the most entertaining out of almost all of them.
Wow. You know, when thinking about this sort of thing, you know, you had mentioned how some brands use celebrities, and some brands use celebrities very well, but it always feels like that is sort of a limited run thing. because celebrities can be expensive or, you know, whatever the reason. It doesn't really matter. This, though, feels like something that could go on for quite some time. I mean, you know, they really belong to the Topgolf brand at this point. I mean, and, you know, the seasonal things you could be doing, or the, you know, the year over year, you know, things you could just, activities and things of that nature, you know, the evolution that lies ahead feels like you could have a lot of fun with this.
Absolutely. It was actually one of the things that sold us on it, because you're right. If a brand is partnering with a celebrity or a well-known person to speak for their brand, again, brands do it successfully all the time. Yeah. And there's usually a cultural relevance at that time that makes complete sense for the brand. In our case, and in our story, we needed something that we knew, to your point, would stand the test of time. And we wanted this to be something we could build some long-term equity in, some long-term entertainment, to your point, where they could keep telling our story, just new chapters of it. And so it was one of the things that we actually loved about it, was we could, puppets are always around there, and people just people relate to them. You can relate to puppets. They've been around for quite some time.
That's a fantastic statement. Again, not on my bingo card for today.
It's
for sure.
Usually not on my bingo card either, but
when looking ahead, where do you see the campaign going? Any sort of previews you can give? I mean, I have this whole other set of questions that I'm just like throwing out now, because I'm just, you've taken this to a whole separate place that I wasn't really planning on. And I'm enjoying this place much better than my dry question. So anything you can kind of reveal for what's next for them?
Well, I will say you're going to have to wait to find out. Yes, we do have Chaz and Birdie making another appearance in a spot that we're actually going to be filming here in the next couple of weeks, for some new news that's going to be coming out about Topgolf. And Chaz and Birdie will be meeting somebody in this spot. So, but I can't share what it is. But you will find out in November.
All right. Well, in the meantime, if one wanted to find out more about Topgolf, or, you know, find a Topgolf near them, where would they go?
You can go to topgolf.com. And if you want to check out Chaz and Birdie, you can go to our YouTube page. They are all on our YouTube page, and you can be entertained because they are amazing.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come by and discuss puppets with me today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.